Greetings and welcome. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite, and this is Classical Chaos. On today's program, some Vivaldi, the Beatles, Shauna Rolston, and yes, the requisite oboe music. To begin, some music by Ferdy Groffé. Now, this American composer is best known for his Grand Canyon Suite, which was first performed quite some time ago. We're talking about November 1931, and it went on to become one of the most frequently performed American concert scores. Groffé himself came from a musical family and performed as a pianist and a violinist from, get this, the silent movie sets, love that, to the LA Symphony. Must have been a fun time. And today, a performance in honor of the late Lorne Mazel. He was an American conductor, violinist, and composer. And get this, he made his conducting debut on the podium, at the age of 8. He later directed the Cleveland Orchestra, l'Orchestre National de France, the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra, also the New York Phil, among many other posts. He was actually very well regarded for his baton technique, and he also possessed a photographic memory for scores. Well, that definitely comes in handy. This is a performance in the time he spent with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. This is the middle movement, On the Trail. What a performance. That was the late Lorne Mazel directing the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and music from Ferde Groffé's Grand Canyon Suite. We heard the middle movement, On the Trail. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Margaret. And let's move on with one of Canada's great exports. I'm speaking of Shauna Rolston. Now, she began as a child prodigy, taking her first cello lesson at the age of 2. Couldn't walk by then, I don't think. Started performing in public at 4 and studied at the Banff School of Fine Arts, the Geneva Conservatory, and of course Yale. And since her debut at Town Hall in New York back in 1983, she has continued to perform worldwide. She is currently on the faculty of the University of Toronto, where she is a professor and the head of the string department. Way to go, girl. She is also a regular visiting artist for the music and sound programs at the Banff Center. We're going to hear an earlier recording, a stunning performance of Popper's Hungarian Rhapsody.
Thank you.
Incomparable Shana Rostan. What a performance. That was the Hungarian Rhapsody for cello and orchestra by David Popper. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. We're going to move on to the Irish Descendants. Now, this is a folk group from St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador, right here in Canada, and all the members were born of Irish immigrants who were workers in the Newfoundland fishing industry before forming the band back in 1990 out of the remnants of two former Newfoundland bands. There's lots of great music that comes out of Newfoundland, by the way. The Descendants and Irish Coffee. The group helped to popularize traditional Newfoundland music to a wider Canadian audience back in the early 1990s, along with some other groups as well. They have performed for the late Queen, and like many a band and people, they keep evolving, but the spirit of the music and the passion never goes away. From an earlier album, some selections from Southern Shore.
Autumn days are here again, the light winds chilly blow. The woodlands turn to golden hue, and the harvest moon's aglow. To hear again of days long past, to come no more I know. When I mowed Pat Murphy's meadow in the sunny long ago. I see again the ocean and the distant sails afar, as a maiden in the meadow strikes up dark Loch Nagar. There was music soft and tender in the winds that whispered low, when I mowed Pat Murphy's meadow in the sunny long ago. The singer that warbles sweetly the burning granite mill. To hear again at sunset where sweet Afton waters flow, when I mowed Pat Murphy's meadow in the sunny log ago. Those days are but a memory, like the snows of yesteryear. And when evening shades are fallen, all alone I shed a tear. On my cheek I feel the soft touch of the winds that whisper low. When I mowed at Murphy's Meadow in the sunny long ago. When I mowed at Murphy's Meadow in the sunny long ago. Fishermen free that go forth on the sea with engines of various makes. This old jump spark of mine I will take every time. You can keep all your new makes and breaks. She was tied up with twine. There were bits of tarred line round the timer to keep it in place. Her compression was weak and the air used to leak where the packet was blown from the base. She was easy on fuel, but she kicked like a mule, and the screws on the bedding were slack. And we all swore that she'd rise from the floor, and we feared that she'd never come back. So we lashed her with wire and a motor car tire. Oh, how we did labor and scope. And with posts on each side, we earnestly tried to keep her from leaving the boat. And it's go, go, oh, he makes that thing go. How he does it, I'm sure I don't know. We can race with the Clyde and keep her alongside when he coaxes that coker to go. This motor of ours has miraculous powers. One summer we broke our pump band. Now they cost quite a lot, so when she got hot, we cooled off that coker by hand. One evening last fall, we went out to our trough. It looked like 'twas going to blow. We turned to go in the teeth of the wind, with a three-handed dory in tow. Tom hove up the wheel and he cursed a great deal. He cranked till he found of his heart. He tested the oil and examined the coil, but the devil of it would she start. And it's go, go, oh, he makes that thing go. How he does it, I'm sure I don't know. We can race with the Clyde and keep her alongside when he coaxes that coker to go. 'Twas coming on night with the sea's feather white, when up to us rode a small skiff. And the Ben Lammer boy with a cast in his eye kindly offered to give us a lift. The kid stepped aboard with the air of a lord, his movements unhurried and slow. He noted the string and the window blind spring, but he got that old coker to go. Just a poor homeless lad, he haven't a dad, and his name you may never have heard. But the boat swung about as he opened her out, and she rose to the waves like a bird. So we shipped on that kid, and I'm sure glad we did. Now it's seldom we ask for a tow. He gets a full share, which I think only fair, for coaxing the coker to go. And it's go, go, oh, he makes that thing go. How he does it, I'm sure I don't know. We can race with the Clyde and keep her alongside when he coaxes the coker to go. and it's go, go, oh, he makes that thing go. How he does it, I'm sure I don't know. We can race with the Clyde and keep her alongside when he coaxes the Coker to go. When he coaxes that Coker to go.
So deliciously infectious, in a very good way. I'm speaking of the Irish Descendants, and that was just a few selections from their CD, Southern Shore. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I'm in the mood for a taste of the Fab Four, but in an unusual form, Baroque style. I am speaking of music arranged by Peter Briner. At an early age, he began piano lessons at the age of four. He went on to study at the Bratislava Conservatory in Prague, also at the Prague College of Music and Drama. And he credits music publishing, choral directing, jazz pianist, and conductor, all of them are on his roster. But I do believe he excels at this. Joined by the members of his chamber orchestra, this is the Beatles Concerto Grosso No. 4. Thank you. I kind of feel like doing a little dance and a pirouette at the end of that. That was Peter Briner and his orchestra and the Beatles Concerto Grosso No. 4 in Baroque style. And it is that time, regular listeners may know. Yes, it is oboe music time. This comes from a disc called Sweet Melancholy, which features many composers. I know we're going back centuries here, but from the 20th century. And I've chosen a work that is very difficult technically for the instrument to play, but is also stunningly beautiful. It is Benjamin Britten's Six Metamorphoses After Ovid for solo oboe. Now, this was written back in 1951 and intended to evoke images of the Roman poet Ovid's Metamorphoses. The piece is dedicated to oboist Joy Bottom, who gave the first performance at the Aldeburg Festival back on the 14th of June, 1951. But the music still resonates. Today we're going to hear a performance by oboist Jeremy Palmer. Enjoy. phenomenal performance. Pretty hard to do oboe, even with an orchestra, but an oboe solo, that's something else. So some great music. We heard Jeremy Palmer, and that was Benjamin Britten's Six Metamorphoses After Ovid. And as promised, just a little Vivaldi to end out the program, or almost end it. Now, although known for his incredible string works, he also wrote some remarkable wind and brass concerti. He was born back in 1678 in Venice and was nicknamed Il Preste Rosso, or the Red Priest, because of his shocking red hair. He wrote many of his works while working with the Ospedale della Pietà. Now, this was a famous foundation in Venice for the education of orphan and illegitimate girls. They were very talented musicians, and I emphasize very, who attracted many foreign tourists and gave some celebrated performances. We're just going to hear a snippet from one of his flute concertos for flute and orchestra, nicknamed La Tempesta di Mare, or The Storm at Sea. You can definitely hear the tempest brewing in the music. This is a performance by Jiří Valek, joined by the members of Capella Istropolitana. Some music by Vivaldi from his flute concerto, The Storm at Sea, with Jiří Valek and the members of Capella Istropolitana. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I do apologize for just going over the time a tiny bit. We have a little birthday wish to send out, but I would maybe substitute the words Mr. President to L.
Mr. President, Marilyn Monroe.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you.
And stay tuned now to an amazing show, Shuk Shukta, Ethiopian News, Radio, and Culture with Workout.